Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. I'm not attractive. Please don't tell me that I am. Why was I born this way? Response from New Era. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Instead of thinking about your appearance, you might think about your relationships. You are a daughter or son. If you have siblings, you are a sister or brother. You are a cousin, a friend, a ward or branch member. Many people love and appreciate you just as you are. You might think about your best qualities. Maybe you are a kind person, a hard worker, or a good friend. Whatever your abilities, you are blessed with important talents, a unique personality, and a purpose for your life. You might want to ask Heavenly Father who you are and how He feels about you. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Prayer, scripture study, and keeping the commandments will help you know that you have a noble heritage. You are a spirit son or daughter of our Heavenly Father, who loves and cares for you. Look inward. You may feel bad about the way you look when you compare yourself to others, based on the world's view of what is important. People sometimes feel discouraged or envious when they think others are better looking or smarter or more popular than they are. Or they might feel prideful when they see others they think are not as good looking or as smart or popular as they are. A healthy comparison is comparing who you are now with who you could be, your best self. Do what's in your control. Some things about your physical appearance aren't within your control, but other things that can make you more attractive are within your control, such as sharing your talents, improving your personality, being neat and clean, and increasing your spirituality. Working on those things can help you feel better about yourself too. Look up. The Savior knows how you feel. He experienced your hurts and pains. See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. With His help, you can use this life the way it was intended, to live by faith and learn to do Heavenly Father's will. See Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. Developing inner beauty, including a pure, kind, grateful heart, will bring you peace and happiness, and your challenges won't seem as troubling. Response from readers. God knows that you're hurting, but sometimes life's problems will help you grow spiritually. Heavenly Father wants you to do your best with the gifts He has given you. If you do your best to help others and help them be happy, they will see your inner beauty, and you will feel better about yourself. Lynette Droyne, age 18, White Court Branch, Edmonton, Alberta, River Bend, Stake. We may not have a perfect body in this life, but just remember the wonderful blessings our Father in Heaven has given us, family, friends, and the gospel. Amalyn C. Loterti, age 19, Lopez First Ward, Lopez, Philippines, Stake. Heavenly Father created us in His image and likeness. See Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. We should accept ourselves as we are, since He loves us as we are. For Him, there are no favorites, no ugly ones or beautiful ones. He looks on our hearts, and if we have a pure heart and kind feelings, our appearance isn't important. Alma Iris Sanchez Echevera, age 17, Saguatepecu Ward, Comea Gua, Honduras Stake. Heavenly Father knows you have many good qualities, but He wants you to discover them. He wants you to love yourself as much as He loves you. Most teenagers compare themselves to others, but we should simply be the best we can be and choose the right. Others will notice the light of Christ peeking through. Nikkel Bird, age 16, Shoreline Ward, Richland, Washington, Stake. Our physical appearance can stop us from being the most popular in school, but it will never stop Heavenly Father from loving us. Happiness isn't found in appearance. Happiness comes from knowing we are children of God, who wants us to find happiness by loving and helping others. Elder Moroni Abraham Jimenez Perez, age 20, Mexico City, West Mission. I considered myself unattractive, but my mom told me I was beautiful because of what I had on the inside. Now I am happily married to a good man who took me to the temple. If you do what is right, the Lord can help you find the person who will see the beauty that others cannot see. Claudia Alonzo, age 20, Woodlake Ward, San Antonio, Texas, Eastlake. In the sight of God, you are a precious jewel. He has blessed you with the gifts you need to live a righteous life. Beauty fades with time, but the values and things you have done won't. Rex Daniel D. Lompoy, age 16, Benalonen, Second Branch, Urdaneta, Philippines, Stake. It seems that just about every girl thinks she is unattractive. When I have these thoughts, I am forgetting how much Heavenly Father loves me. Each person has beauty and uniqueness. Most important is to have a beautiful spirit and inner peace. Svetlana Kopatova, age 18, Kolpino Branch, St. Petersburg, Russia District. I believe that the most important thing is a person's spirit. Not being physically attractive doesn't stop you from being a good person. The day will come when our bodies will be perfected. Angeles Natalia Tessera, age 15, Roque Seance Pina Branch, Roque Seance Pina, Argentina District. Thanks to the teachings of my family, I know that true beauty is not what strikes man, but that which pleases God. Let's cultivate more humility, patience, and love to cheer up those around us. Mariani Johnston, age 15, Fatue Ward, Papeete, Tahiti Stake. Sidebar. I testify that no one of us is less treasured or cherished of God than another. I testify that He loves each of us, insecurities, anxieties, self-image and all. He doesn't measure our talents or our looks. He cheers on every runner, calling out that the race is against sin, not against each other. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Other Prodigal, Ensign, May 2002, page 64. End of the sidebar. What do you think? Send your answer to the question below along with your name, birth date, ward and stake, or branch and district, and a photograph to Q&A New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, floor 24, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please respond by January 15, 2005. Question. My friend says he would be interested in joining our church if he just didn't have to believe the Joseph Smith story. How do I answer him? End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.